Mumford and Sons.
Little Lion Man.
One of the new finds of 2009, I'd say.
Indeed.
Little Lion Man. You said that like you've heard of them before. Are you a fan of Mumford
and Sons? I was playing along.
Yeah. I didn't need to deconstruct that moment either, did I? We've got two callers.
Brilliant, David.
Yeah, Mark.
Mark. Okay. I was saying David, tell me who
me.
The caller is.
Yeah. Hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Good, yeah, I'm all right, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
I'm just trying to sleep off a little bit of Japanese whiskey this morning, but I feel, yeah.
Japanese
trying to sleep
whiskey.
It off?
Well, yeah, I had a bit of a lie-in, yeah. My dad has a nice bottle of Japanese whiskey, so we got through a little bit of that last night.
I didn't know they made whiskey
Neither
in Japan.
Did I.
Very good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Epsom.
Epsom in Surrey?
That's correct, yeah.
Near the Downs?
Not far away, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Near the race course?
Yes.
I'm just referencing everything I know
you
about Epsom.
You know everything.
That's it, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Spent most of my youth at that
And
place,
salts?
I'd say. Yeah, near Epsom salts, yeah.
Is that? Are they actually from Epsom?
The Epsom salts?
Yeah.
I think they got them from, yeah, there's an area called the Wells, and I think they were got from the Wells. It was a big
right. Victorian. That's what you need this morning to get rid of your Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. And what do you do, Mark?
I work for a charity. I work in Norwich for an organisation called Voluntary Norfolk, who kind of support voluntary organisations and recruit volunteers and that kind of thing. It's a great place to work. I love it.
Volunteers for what?
For loads of different things. For supporting elderly people, young people into volunteering. Loads of really worthwhile projects, really.
Brilliant.
Presumably you live in Norwich.
I do, yeah.
You don't commute from Epsom every day.
No, that would be nasty.
That would be tiresome.
Yeah.
But you're down visiting the folks for Christmas, I guess.
I am, yeah, yeah.
And right.
Yeah, God bless them. It's great to see them. Eamon and Kath, they're lovely, lovely people.
Most Eamon and Kath.
Eamon and Kath.
Yeah.
And why the Japanese whiskey?
I just think he got it as a gift. I love Japan, and I went there, but I didn't buy him it. But somebody got it from a friend, and it's lovely. It's really good. Yeah. Really.
You're really enthusiastic about this Japanese whiskey.
Probably too enthusiastic, maybe. Yeah.
How late did the night go?
Yeah. Do you remember anything of Christmas Day?
Oh yeah. No, it was just the extra one I didn't need.
Yeah.
Before bed, you know that was the thing really. So, yeah, no, it was very sedate. We had a lovely lunch. Mum did a great dinner. And my brother's here and he stayed under control, so that was quite nice for a change.
He stayed under control? Why? Is he prone to, is he prone to going off?
Stayed under control, given the Irish whiskey. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't Irish, Japanese.
I'm only winding him up. He's a good lad.
Is he listening to you now?
He's in the next room and hopefully he's going to help me out with the questions.
Are Eamon and Kath in the next room as well?
Eamon and Kath, yeah, Kath's in the kitchen.
Oh, see, no rest
for Kath.
She's getting lunch sorted out already.
She is.
Turkey curry.
Dad's not too great. Dad hasn't. In fact, give a big shout out to my dad because he doesn't keep very well. He's in bed, I'm afraid, not very well.
Oh, Eamon.
I hope you feel well soon.
Yeah, get well soon for 2010. 2010. What was
2010?
What would you say? 2010, 2010?
I'd say 2010.
Would you?
I think you're right in following the corporate guidelines, and Catherine, I salute you for that. And 2010 sounds like it's good corporate policy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think good corporate policy is a good thing?
I think in your case it probably is, yeah.
Oh, right.
We don't want to go into
I'm a wild card.
Where corporate policy hasn't been followed on the wireless.
You know, on the wireless.
I think you're right to follow it.
I am right to follow it.
Well, yes. Well, listen, you're going to get to pull a cracker in a minute, but we have to speak to Neil first.
We've got to speak to Neil.
Yeah, so stay there, Mark. Go nowhere.
Okay, thanks.
Neil?
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Neil.
Hello, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to
you. You're from my own country.
I certainly am, from a wee town called Glenrothes in Fife.
Glenrothes, yes.
Is that like Glengarry and Glenrothes?
No,
that's very different.
That was a film.
Glengarry, Glenrothes. I'd quite like to see that film, though. Glengarry, Glenrothes. Jack Lemmon doing a Scottish accent. That would be good.
That would be.
Yeah. How's Glenrothes this morning?
Absolutely freezing.
Is it?
Have you had snow?
Oh, we've had quite a bit of snow, but not today, but it's just been absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
And so I've got to go out tonight and work in that, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Doing what?
I'm a HGV driver working for a chicken feed company.
Oh.
So if you want your chicken on the table, they need feeding.
They do.
Is it nice organic corn-fed chicken?
Yes.
Should we draw a veil over that?
We do them both.
Right, okay.
It wouldn't matter. David would eat it anyway.
I'll eat anything. I don't mind.
He'd eat the chicken feed.
To be honest, I am. I'm just stuffing it in at the moment. I'm just doing... I had two Christmas dinners yesterday. Two.
Two? What? Yeah. Not so like full ones.
Yeah.
Extra, you know, sprouts and everything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have sprouts the second time.
No.
They were left in the oven by mistake.
Do you know, apparently, if you taste sprouts, when you put sprouts in your mouth and they taste of earwax, which, to be fair, I think they do anyway, but if the taste of sprouts reminds you of earwax, apparently you've got superior taste buds.
Right.
That's
true. I thought you were going to say it's a poisonous sprout or something.
No, no, because that's what they taste like.
I don't think...
Don't you?
Earwax, maybe my taste buds.
Well, your
taste
buds are definitely not superior.
No, they're
we've established that
they're
with
very
what
rustic.
You shove down
I
your
have,
mouth.
I have peasant taste buds. How are your taste buds?
Shaka.
Oh! How were yours yesterday, Neil? Did you have a nice Christmas lunch?
Aye, we did. We did. We didn't have the traditional. The kids are not great on turkey, so we actually had chicken, so...
Ah, okay.
Chicken
okay.
Fed by your own fair hands?
Well, it was a bit of both.
You won't know, will you?
My wife actually worked yesterday.
What does she do?
Wow, what does she do?
She works in the kitchen in Glen Office Hospital.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
So she's actually there now. She's probably listening in, so...
What's
her name?
So, yes, and so it was a bit of both. It was a case of helping each other there. She came back and she finished off and...
Right.
What's her name, Neil?
Sorry?
What's her name?
Mariana.
Mariana. Merry Christmas to you, Mariana, if you're listening.
Mariana, no, that's not a Scottish name.
No, she's actually from a little town in Germany called Nieheim.
Oh, how exotic are you?
Wow.
I lived there for 13, 15 years with...
Neil?
I bet you're a bit of a local celebrity in Glenrothes with an exotic German wife.
Well, we try. We try. Yeah. We go down to the old the German shops down the town. The wife likes the shopping in them.
The German shops?
German shops.
You know, the German companies. If you want me to mention the names, the Big A and the Big L.
Big A and Lidl. The Big L. I have no idea what you're talking
about. The Big A and the Big L.
The Lidl.
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 Oh, I thought it was...
Is that
German?
It's German, is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Mm. Do you know, I thought that was just in the north.
No. Aldi as
like
well.
A northern
That's one of the biggest families in Germany, that one, the Aldi family.
Oh,
one of the richest families in Germany.
Of course, like an episode of QI, this, isn't it?
Well, there you go.
Where do our other supermarkets hail from? Sainsbury's must be British.
Yes, I think so.
Tesco's, who knows?
Marks and Spencer's.
Little Woods. We're all just having to mention them all now
mention
for compliance
them all now,
reasons.
Yes.
You understand.
Asda.
And what are your kids called, Neil?
Dean and Victoria. Victoria's in listening to the show through the other room. And
hello, Victoria. Where is Victoria? How old is she?
Victoria is 10.
Oh, get her on the phone.
Come
Let's
on then,
speak
Victoria.
To Victoria.
She's run away.
Oh, she's run away. They've got
my wee son was dying to talk to you,
oh.
David.
And where is he then?
Hang on.
They've all run down the Lidl sale.
I'm upstairs with a phone, and I'm going to get him on the phone to speak.
Oh, so Dean's there as well.
Dean's upstairs playing with his Lego that we just built this
how
morning.
How old is Dean?
Dean is 7. You want to speak to you, Dean? You want to speak to David? Yeah? Hi, go on and speak to David.
Hello,
Hi.
Dean. Hey, Dean, how
Hello,
you doing?
Dean.
Fine.
It's David and Catherine here. And did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you building with Lego?
Lego power miners.
Power miners?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great, those power miners, aren't they?
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I collect some.
Do you?
Oh, brilliant.
And what one is it you're building just now?
The
Power Miner City.
The Power Miner City.
The blue
City.
One.
Power Miner City. A little bit of prompting there from Dad. And how are you quite good at it? Are you quite good at building them yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you follow the instructions and everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and help your dad with this competition?
Yeah.
Did you watch Doctor Who last night, Dean?
Forget
sorry.
It.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye, Dean.
Bye, darling.
Hi, David.
Hello, sorry.
Yeah. He was dying to talk to you.
Well, it's lovely to speak to him.
Well, Victoria, she's run away, hidden the cover, so she doesn't
the
want
cupboard.
To talk to them.
Yeah. Oh,
so you split the family, don't you?
We should play this competition, or should we play a record first? No, don't play a record.
Come on.
My fingers, look, I'm waving my finger, nothing's happening.
Look at that. Well, I always do that.
what we do now is, Catherine will read out a question.
Yes, I will.
And the first person to say ho, ho, ho.
Can we just check, Mark, are you there now?
Oh, I'm still here.
There we go.
Give us a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's quite low-key.
Yeah, it's okay.
Quite, and Neil, do you want to give us a ho, ho, ho?
Ho, ho, ho.
So Neil is more
Green
the sort
giant.
Of chest resonance.
Yes.
And Mark is more the throat resonance. That's what we'll be listening
That's
for.
That's what we'll be listening for. That's how we'll know.
Yeah.
Now, the Christmas question. Are you ready?
Yep, right.
You interrupt me whenever you know the answer. Which country donates the Christmas tree?
Ho, ho, ho.
No, that was Mark.
Oh.
Norway.
Ooh, he's right in there. Didn't even finish the question.
Yes. Well done.
Which country donates Christmas tree to London Trafalgar Square each year?
It is indeed Norway.
Did you know that?
I would have said Finland, to be honest.
I would have said Finland. Yeah. It was Norway. You're absolutely right. Which means, Mark, you get to choose between cracker A or B.
Okay, I think I'll take A, please, sir.
Fine.
Okay.
I mean, it makes no difference.
We're going to pull it on air.
We are. This is live.
Here we go. I've
got
David's the thing.
I've got it. Look at that.
What is it? Looks like a...
I've no idea.
Let's have a look. That's a key ring.
I can't get the rest of the gubbins out. Here we go. Right. There's no hat. No. Oh, there's a hat. Do you want to put your hat on?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. I read you this question. Do not give an immediate answer. Decide whether you want it or not. A barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why? Say nothing. Just think. Do you want to stick with that question? Or do you want to pull the other one?
My mum's trying to give me an answer. That's a terrible answer, Mother. Sorry, I've got to trade that question.
You're gonna pull the other one?
I think I will. I'll pull the other one.
Okay, so Neil, your question is now, a barrel of beer fell on a man's head, but he wasn't hurt. Why? You got that, Neil?
Yeah, I got that.
So think on't while we pull the other one. There we go. It's me now.
Yeah, you've got this one. Bang.
Didn't bang.
Oh, look, I've got a yo-yo.
Well, that's quite a nice presence in these ones.
It's not quite... Oh, look, I've only got a hat.
It'll be in there somewhere.
There it is. Okay. Where do fish get their petrol?
So, Mark, that is your question.
Where do fish get their pets from?
Darling. No. Where do fish get their petrol? Their petroleum.
Like fuel.
Oh, yes.
So you've now got to hold these questions tight to your bosom and mull over them while we play... what's this? Let's not... I want to play It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas by the Pet Shop Boys. I've never heard of that.
Oh.
Do you know the Pet Shop Boys? Christmas songs.
I didn't know that,
They were far too intense for that.
Yes.
So we're going to play that.
We're going to play that. You have a mull
over. 3 minutes and 47 seconds and tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think. And
Good luck.
Can be the right answer or nearest. Or, come on, let's just go funny.
Yeah. Although, I think compliance states that if they get it bang on, they win.
Sure. And then after that, it's down
to whatever we see fit.
Yeah.
Okay, point the finger, Catherine.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the Pet Shop Boys. Nathaniel.
Perfect.